Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, in today's show, we're going to be discussing one of the fundamentals of Islam, and that is justice. Justice, by its definition, is putting everything in its place, putting and placing everything in the place as it deserves to be in. Today's show is more focused on the importance and the need of justice in human society. So we notice that Quran and the traditions of the infallibles, it talks about Allah being just. So it is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is just in this world for everyone and in the hereafter for everyone. And not just human beings, all the creatures, brothers and sisters. The qualities of the human being must be like a ray of God's qualities and attributes. And in human society, God's qualities, they are widespread. If you look at the nature and you see the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different aspects of human nature and also the nature around us, you will notice that Allah's justice is prevailing. According to this principle, to the same extent that the Holy Quran stresses the justice of the Creator, He has also stressed justice and equity in human society and the individuality of individuals. The Holy Quran says that oppression and injustice will destroy society and that the fate of oppressors is of the most painful kind. The Holy Quran, in addition to mentioning the fate of past tribes, has often repeated this truth for people to see the result of oppression and corruption and what punishment will be given. Fear that you not suffer such a fate. So we read all these historical accounts where many oppressors were actually annihilated. They were destroyed. They were completely uprooted. They were powerful, but not powerful more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, using His divine justice in this world, uprooted these oppressors. These are all lessons for us. Look at Quran. Look at the historical accounts of the times of different prophets, brothers and sisters. It gives us a very clear message. God commands justice, the doing of good and liberality to family members, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. This is chapter 16, verse 90. If you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stressing on justice, and He is emphasizing for all of the believers to be not unjust. So justice is that guiding principle for our lives in everything that we do. It should be noted that committing oppression is an ugly act. To accept oppression and suffer oppression is also wrong according to Islam and the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 2, verse 279, "Deal not unjustly, and you shall not be dealt with unjustly." So Allah wants us to be just in our lives. Now, giving into oppression is also a type of injustice. We're not allowed to be unjust in our lives, brothers and sisters. Hence, every time that we see an oppression around us, in the world, anywhere, whether it's with us, our relatives, our own personal nationality, or if it's across the board, like with some other people, like, for instance, Christians, for instance, the Sikhs and Buddhists, and, you know, anyone who is being oppressed, we need to raise our voice against it, and also at the same time point out the oppressors. This is what justice requires from us. Stay with us for a short break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about social justice aspect of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mahdi. In this part, we discuss the invitation towards justice. You know, we see that the world is full of injustice and oppression. People are being killed all over the world. Whether it is the West and its problems of racism, discrimination, and police brutality, or to the region of West Asia, where Takfiri terrorists are killing Muslims by the thousands. All the way to Myanmar, where Rohingya Muslims are being raped and burned alive, and to the illegitimate proxy wars of the West in Yemen, Syria, and Iraq, and to the oppression and subjugation of peaceful democratic protesters in Bahrain, it seems like the world today is full of nothing but oppression and injustice. Now, one of the tenets and pivotal principles of Islam is justice. Islam, since its inception over 1,000 years ago, has invited people and the world towards justice. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy Ahlul Bayt, his holy household, and the 12 divinely appointed Imams, they all invited the world towards justice. Social and individual justice based upon the divine rules and laws ordained by the creator of the cosmos and the knower of all things hidden and open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, even one of the names, dear listeners, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just. So Islam in its innate essence is an invitation towards justice. Now, the Divine Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, in his time invited the people towards justice. He implemented justice between black and white. He advocated justice between man and woman. He proclaimed justice between the free and the slave. He exclaimed justice between the Arab and the non-Arab. And he promoted justice between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. If the Muslims in any point in history, even to this day, discriminate and do not commit justice, it is not the fault of Islam. Rather, it is the fault of the Muslims themselves, for they have not followed the divine example of the Holy Prophet and his immaculate household in the upholding of justice. If the world today wants a way out of this dark grave that we have dug for ourselves, we need to turn back to the Holy Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to get out of this dark hole that we have fallen into, we need to turn back to the divine messengers, those that have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to find a way out of this mess that we have been facing in the world, we need to turn back to the 12 divinely appointed Imams who have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our guidance. And only, dear listeners, when we turn back to the Quran, when we turn back to the divine messengers, when we turn back to the 12 divinely appointed Imams, when we turn back to the pure Islam, so we can learn justice and implement it in our societies. Again, we must apply the principle of justice in our lives, not only individually on our own selves, but socially within our friends, within our family, within our societies. And when we apply the principle of justice individually and socially, only then will this world turn towards the light and bring about global salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quicken the return of the 12th Holy Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him, who will fill the world with divine justice and be the final and most perfect invitation towards supreme and perfect justice. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the concept of justice in Islam. And also at the same time, we were talking about what does being not unjust mean in Islam. When Islam says that we have to be just, what does that imply? So we said that oppressing anyone is a form of injustice. We, as a believer, we're not allowed to do that. At the same time, contrary to what many people think, and you know, many people assume that it's just them, if they're not oppressing others, they are fine, they are okay. But brothers and sisters, Islam says that accepting oppression and accepting the attacks on any innocence and staying quiet about it is also another form of oppression. And we're not allowed to stay quiet against these oppressions. Now, we said that, you know, of course, we're going to focus on the Muslim Ummah and we're going to look at the plight of the Muslim Ummah first. But that does not mean that our quench and our struggle for justice is confined to Muslims only. No. Being a Muslim, we are obliged to stand up for any oppressor in any corner of the world, regardless of their race. We have to stand against any oppressor anywhere in the world, regardless of the race, the creed, the nationality. So we cannot say if people in Myanmar, in Burma, if they are being subjected to oppression by the Burmese government, then what does it have to do with me? I'm not from Burma, right? Similarly, if I'm from like one of the Eastern countries and there is oppression going on in the West, I say, okay, what do I have to do with this oppression that is going on in the West? I'm not allowed to do this, brothers and sisters. And, you know, flip the example. If I'm living in the West and there is oppression going on in the East, on anyone, of course, at the top of the priority list is the believers, but that does not confine our seeking for justice, even for those who are not Muslims. Oppression is oppression, brothers and sisters. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Islam, Prophet of Islam, all of the prophets in the history of mankind, they stood up against oppression on the innocent people, regardless of their religion and creed and their faith and their color of skin, their language. So we have to come and operate as an ummah at that level. The importance of social justice in Islam has been highlighted in many places throughout the Quran and the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, and our ulama and our scholars have brought it up and highlighted this aspect a lot. The role of an Islamic government, one of the fundamental reasons of establishing an Islamic government is so that justice can prevail in a human society. This is one of the foundational arguments of an Islamic government that we strive to build everywhere in the world. The Islamic taxes, right, they are to be used for the justice in the human society. Rights of neighbors and other human beings, You know, if your neighbor is hungry, then and you're eating like your tummy is full and you go to sleep, Ahlul Bayt have condemned this action. Look at the social justice. Resistance against the oppressive and hegemonic powers. Look at the believers today. Muslims, the believers, they are standing against the powers like, the satanic powers like Zionism, housed in America and Israel. Why? Because we believe in the concept of social justice. Look at Takfirism, which are the puppets of these Zionists. The believers stood up against them in Syria and Iraq to defend the innocent human beings and taking care of these oppressors. And alhamdulillah, because we followed the principles of Islam and we did the right thing, Allah gave us the victory. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he comes and he establishes the divine government based on that divine principle of justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it for? It is so that human beings can enjoy the proper and the correct justice in the society and in their lives and continue their journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.